103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh, Lord, help us all. Okay, so it is Am I the Jerk today. It is October 25th. It is my son's 13th birthday. Happy birthday, Owen.
Thank you.
They're off school today.
So which is cool.
It worked out because, of course, they wanted to come in since it was his birthday.
School system held him down today and said, all right, we'll give you the day off. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, parent-teacher conferences.
For real, though.
We appreciate you.
Aaron just did those
two. Parent-teacher conferences were on Wednesday, Mom.
It depends on the school. Hudson's are next week.
Yeah. Okay. Aaron's was last week.
Semantics. Okay.
So, really, though.
We're talking about Am I the Jerk this morning, and Owen, did you know, are you going, you're going trick-or-treating, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you just turned 13, but according to a poll, they say most kids should stop or do stop around 13 and a half.
According to a poll, most according to the polls are as dumb.
I second that.
So you say it's a jerk move to tell people they can't trick-or-treat past 13.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely trick-or-treating when I'm like 20.
Oh, that's actually too far for
hold
me.
On.
Yeah.
Hold on.
20 is a little too far.
Depends on where you're trick-or-treating because I, as a 20-year-old, I trick-or-treated in my college dorm.
Oh, fair.
So it depends on where you're trick-or-treating.
I'm going to have kids and then trick-or-treat with them.
That's
and
fair.
Then and then that's the loophole because then you get to get candy all over again as an adult. Yes, yes.
That is the loophole.
Got to have kids, though.
But you're going to want adult candy, which is another topic. Hudson, yes.
I'll be honest. If you don't think that Owen should trick-or-treat, then you're just...
What? You're just not a baddie.
You're
not slaying.
You're just a...
Okay, Hudson. He's trying to think of something not nice to say, but he... Okay.
Oh, he had to go off the script.
We're on the radio.
He can't say the things on air that he wants to really
say. Okay, are you a jerk if you're trick-or-treating over the, let's say, 14? Since
14.
They say 13 and a half.
Wow.
Because look at Owen. He looks like a grown man. I'm not going to lie.
He looks like...
A dad.
He could... No, not that far. But he looks like he could pass for a 16, maybe soon to be 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He ain't got no facial hair, but a lot of these kids don't nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think he could pass for far older than 13,
for
quite frankly,
sure.
Just because of his height, like his size, right?
Yep.
But as far as age goes, man, think about the juvenile aspect of wanting to go out and get candy.
Mm-hmm.
And actually wanting to go out and get candy when you could be doing something and eat anything completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And you had said this on the show this week, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I have some real firsthand experience, and I almost feel like this is a perfect Am I the Jerk that relates to my life, because as a 17-year-old,
mm-hmm.
we went out trick-or-treating with friends in a neighborhood, and we were joking around.
Yeah.
Not all of our friends were dressed up, but it was trick-or-treating time.
Mm-hmm.
The friends that weren't trick-or-treating didn't go to the door.
Okay.
Us that were dressed up in goofball costumes, we went to the door just trying to get some candy.
Yeah.
Were we going to go around for miles? No, but we wanted to hit the block and grab some free candy.
Totally.
We had a grown man, this old man, and I will say your address because it's nowhere near this place, 3159. Yes, I still remember the house number.
Oh, no. Go on. I
got to
hear
don't
this.
Don't leak the address.
I'm trauma. He opens the door, and I look at him. We make eye contact, and he goes, you are too bleeping old to be trick-or-treating. You look like a grown man. What is wrong with me? And he laid into me something crazy.
He did.
And then slammed the door on me, bro, because I was out trying to get some candy.
I bet he would give out apples.
Well, he was probably gave out stale popcorn balls, Hudson, even worse.
He's probably handing out pennies for all we know, man.
He probably sucks. That's all we know.
But he
anyway.
Had the audacity to look me in my face and say, I look too dang old. Now, did I look a little older than most 17-year-olds? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've had facial hair since I was in like sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not on me.
Honestly, Owen does have a few.
got a couple
of hair sticking out. And he's only, you know, he's just turned 13.
Just turned
today.
13, right?
So
imagine that. Me at 13, I had probably about as much facial hair as he did. At 17, I really have a full beard.
So basically, you're saying, and this is important, you feel traumatized or felt traumatized when that guy yelled at you.
Because, I'm jaded because of that.
Because you were 17 and you felt like I could be out causing trouble and doing a lot of bad things.
And I have been. And
but,
I'm not.
But I'm here now just trying to be a kid getting candy on Halloween and you're telling me I can't. And you were 17.
All right, Slim, I'll be be back.
So you say not the jerk,
not the jerk.
For trick-or-treating over 14.
I think 17 is the cutoff age. Mm-hmm. I really do think 17 should be like the, okay, this is your last year trick-or-treating. After that, you are considered an adult. Why do we have such hard delineations for everything else? 18 being the adult, 17, you're a child. Why is that? Why is it not 17?
Sure, fair enough.
I'm riled up about this.
I do, and Saucy Sandra texted in. She said, I'm with DZ. I have the same trauma. Someone must have yelled at her when she was in high school trying to trick-or-treat.
It jaded me, and it made me want to trick-or-treat even longer. For real.
Say even less.
Nope. I was like, oh, I'll be back.
I'll see you next year when I am an adult, mister. Forget you.
No, I'm going to do when I'm old enough.
What, Owen?
And have a house. I'm going to be the one person who goes all out for Halloween and gives everyone candy.
I love how sweet you are that you say, when I grow up and have a house. He doesn't know about the housing market does he?
No, I didn't.
Good luck. Good luck with that now.
Thanks.
Somebody texted in and said, jerk move. I trick-or-treated until I went to college. I just got to get creative with the costumes and have good manners if you're going to go older and whatnot.
Yeah, maybe do the mask so that you can just look like a big kid, mm-hmm. right? But
they're saying it's a jerk move what that guy did.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I personally think it's jerky to cut off kids who want to trick-or-treat. Mm-hmm.
Is that man the jerk that cut DZ off at 17? Same idea. That's what we're talking about, because I get it, and I wouldn't even have thought. I would never yell at a teenager who came to my door. I might roll my eyes, but I would never be like, I'm not giving you candy, get out of here. But you're making me rethink everything. Maybe I'll just be like, here you go. Glad you're not robbing anybody.
Thank you, right? Like, thank you for being out here having a good time.
Glad you're being a kid and not causing problems in the neighborhood. You're just asking for candy.
And I'm sorry, but can you not normally tell who's more childish than not? Like, even in a mask. Last year, just one more example for you, bro. Last year was our first year getting the full trick-or-treating experience in the Bayview community, right?
Mm.
Because before we lived on a street that was really busy, not a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. Now we're more off side streets, right?
Sure.
So full out, everybody going. And there was a few kids that I saw come up that I was like, you a little bit older, no question. Mm-hmm. But I ain't mad at you for being out here.
Right.
And I'm actually happy. And then it got towards the end of the night and I saw a few adults that were trying to pass off, get some candy with kids, because you could tell in the hands, like some of the wrinklier skin. I went, oh yeah, we about the same age, bro. You might be a little bit older, bro. Even then, I'm still giving you candy. You could be out here causing ruckus. For all we know, you out with your family. Why are we judging?
Can I be honest, though? And let's go a step deeper. I'm actually backing you up on this, because think about this. At the end of the day, and you know this, you have a 1- and a 3-year-old. You know who's getting the candy anyway? The adults. I hate to break it to y'all. You're not even giving it to the kids half the time.
You know, they get taxed as soon as they walk in the door.
We don't want to think that hard, because we are just giving it to the kids. But at the end of the day, you're giving it to a lot of adults.
I'm not making my kids pay rent, but they can pay me in candy.
Totally.
This is why my mom is keto, and this is why I get all my candy during Halloween.
This is why you get, 414-533-1037. Owen turned 13 today. I cannot believe Owen, my baby, my first baby, is 13.
I can't believe it either. I didn't even see this day coming.
That's not even a joke.
I was like fully out.
And the average age is 13 and a half is usually when they say the cutoff age. Or 14, we're saying. So is it a jerk move turning away the teenagers?
When they're trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Are you the jerk for turning away a teenager who's trick-or-treating? Because they say 13 and a half is the average age when people should or stop trick-or-treating. But my son turned 13 and he's going this year.
You know, I'm not even trying to like switch sides, but I feel like I could somewhat understand
why
you might turn a teenager away.
Why?
I'm thinking of it like we're just out trying to get the most candy possible, mm-hmm. right? As far as the respect of the home that's giving the candy out, maybe they just prefer to limit the candy to be given to smaller kids. Mm-hmm. And if they turn a teen away, it comes off as rude, but maybe they're just saving the candy for the smaller children. Mm. They only bought a small bag. And if you give all the teenagers the Twix, ain't no Twix for the kids.
Mm.
And I'm not saying I'm switching sides. I'm not saying
I'm
switching sides.
But now you're thinking like an adult who buys candy and goes,
and
hold
it's
on.
It's expensive, bro. Mm. I'm not buying five bags of candy to feed the whole neighborhood.
That's why I kind of joke that you give all this candy to kids and their parents half the time get it anyway. Yep. Like, that's the joke about it all. Like, we're like, we don't want to give that 17-year-old candy, but yet you're giving a 1-year-old candy who's not even gonna touch it. Think about
never
that.
Eat it. That's true.
Isn't that crazy?
The logic is wild here, right? But here we go.
Let's go to the phones. Maddie is in New Berlin, our stomping grounds. Oh, she's, hi, Maddie.
She's running through New Berlin.
Good morning.
Good morning, Maddie.
All right. Jerk move to... Ooh, your phone is so loud. Jerk move to turn away someone who is trick-or-treating a teenager.
For sure.
For sure, jerk.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, jerk. And I say that because you have to also think about the neurodivergent kids out there. The ones who, you know, like, have autism or something like that.
Or
like
ADHD or a neurodivergent
develop differently.
Your more creative brain, your brain is different.
Or, you know, you look older, but mentally you're not as old as you look.
It doesn't
confine.
Doesn't confine to the societal standards
quote-unquote.
Yeah. So,
and
anyway.
I think with that, it's like you just have to... like limit how much candy you're going to give. You may not want to give a 17-year-old a handful of candy. Okay, give them one piece.
Mm-hmm. Limit. Okay. Yeah, you got to have guidelines. I like that actually.
Yeah, for sure.
But jerk says jerk.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Have a great day and happy birthday, Owen.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye, Maddie.
Samantha and Maguanago texted in and said, "Kids are stripped of so much innocence nowadays. Just let them have fun."
Mm, I hate that. That's actually so true.
Somebody else texted in, D in Shorewood, and said, "A kid is a kid is a kid. Give those teens candy and be glad they're looking for candy and not drugs." Amen.
A kid is a kid is a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Ooh. Yeah. What Pac say? Thug life stands for the hate you give little infants blanks everybody.
See? Let's go to Adrian in Milwaukee. The newly engaged Owen Hudson. You guys missed it. Adrian proposed on the air this week. And his girlfriend said yes.
She said yes!
What? Amazing.
Good morning, morning,
sorry.
Papa.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Adrian, congratulations.
Thank you. Owen, happy birthday, first and foremost.
And congratulations to you.
Hey, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Listen, look. 100%, if you don't get these kids candy, you are a jerk.
Yeah.
Two for two.
Hands down, no more said, you're a jerk.
Hey, I'll bring this guy when I go trick-or-treating.
You need a bodyguard.
Adrian,
you're hired.
Owen's coming over.
Hey, look, I'm going to be out on Saturday, all right? I'm going to be out West Dallas. Mm. Come on.
You said pull up.
All right.
Oh, drop the location,
Adrian. I'm not afraid to town hop. Don't get
me
started.
We got some friends in West Dallas.
That's another conversation.
We do have some good friends in West Dallas.
These kids could be out here doing a lot worse like I did. Yep. Let me tell you something. If you turned me away when I was 16, I came back at you with eight.
Boy.
Actually,
listen.
Adrian, thank you for saying that, because I will never turn away a 16-year-old now, because then I'll have to know who came back for me.
Please.
You can't find Adrian as quickly as you can find me, so I ain't saying the same thing. But I might have been similar.
DZ is feeling you on that one, Adrian. Hey, Adrian.
I agree, Adrian.
What?
Don't turn away kids, man. They are kids.
They're kids.
Kids are kids are kids. Leave it at that. I like it, man.
Age is cool.
Adrian, how old are you? You have one kid or more, Adrian? I can't remember.
I got 2 18, a 10-year-old. Mm. And a 3.
Okay, good, because I wanted to bring up, even as Owen gets older, and he's going to cringe as I say this with him in here, I don't care, but he's still my little baby, and I still see that about him. Like, he is gigantic.
Yeah, baby.
Hold on, just let me talk. You're 13, but you're still I still see the kid in him all the time, and I know you get it if you have older kids.
Yes.
Yeah. You see the
baby. My 2 oldest are 18.
They're babies.
Guess what? Still my baby.
Yeah,
I'd carry him if I got to.
Mm-hmm, I sure would.
Hey.
All right, Adrian.
He said, hey, listen, okay. Adrian.
Love you,
we appreciate
Adrian.
You, Papa. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Bye.
Peace.
All right. So two so far have said absolutely give the kids the candy.
I don't want to be this guy, but I'm smelling a sweep.
Well, Tammy in Milwaukee texted in and said, no kid should be turned away. We have special needs children out there who may be older, but mentally they aren't. Mm-hmm. That's another thing you have to remember.
Exactly.
And finally, Amelia is in Racine this morning. Hi, Amelia.
Amelia?
Hello.
Good morning, Amelia. How are y'all? Good.
Well, it's Owen's 13th birthday, so we're talking about, are you a
Wepa.
Jerk?
Wepa, Wepa.
Are you a jerk?
Happy birthday, Owen.
Mm-hmm.
It's my son's birthday, too.
Oh, and birthday twins. Happy birthday to yours, too.
Nice.
And he turns 18 this year.
Oh.
And he's going trick-or-treating.
And he's going trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah.
So talk that talk. It's a sweep, ain't it, Amelia?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but yeah. The thing is that, I mean, we have a subdivision and everyone comes and it's so much fun and we welcome the older kids and they're out there having a good time. So right. Why, like we were saying before, I mean, we have 14-year-olds stealing cars.
Yeah. For real.
What do you want them to do, right? Do
you Which would you rather?
Would you want them trick-or-treating or do you want them stealing things,
well,
right?
And Amelia,
give them something to do.
Another layer to throw in here. Mm-hmm. We keep saying how, oh, well, now we got trick-or-treating for the adults, too.
Yeah.
Why do we just skip the teens? Why is it either little-littles or adults-adults?
Yeah, you know what, DZ?
Exactly.
That's a good
What's
point.
Up with that?
Why do we skip over, like, 13 to 18 and all of a sudden they're the bad group, but yet adults can trick-or-treat and kids can trick-or-treat, but
you'd
not
rather
teenagers.
The 16, 17-year-old be trying to sneak shime out the cooler for the adults?
Hell no.
No, come get this candy, youngin'. Come on,
absolutely
come walk up this driveway.
Exactly.
Thank you.
You're right. You know what? Well said. Amelia, thank you for calling today.
Oh, thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
Happy birthday to the babies.
Yes, happy
18.
Birthday.
Bye.
What's up, Owen?
I'd like to quickly express a thought about trick-or-treating. I think it is specifically about the subdivision, because let me use an example.
This is an interesting thought.
No,
okay.
Let me use an example. So, at the lunch table... You know you're making some weird concoctions, but the main thing is that you're trading food.
Sure.
That is one of the main reasons how you get some of your favorite snacks. It's the same about the subdivision. If it doesn't have that much people, bringing more people into trick-or-treat will get more trading and will help.
Wait, are you talking about the trading afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay, which, by the way, is the best part of trick-or-treating when you all dump out your bag at the end and trade? That's another conversation.
Which is why
I'm getting nostalgia and core memories.
I wasn't a big trader.
You weren't?
No, I wasn't a big trader.
I
traded here and there, but like I usually was pretty selective about my candy. My bag was my bag. Yeah, unless you really had them full sizes, I wasn't trading too much for you, bro. Mm-hmm. I ain't had nothing for you, puppy. My bag was kept. It was spoken for.
Well, we've already decided it is a jerk move to turn away anyone under the age of 18, okay?
Big jerk.